Welcome to The Disruptor's Way. I'm Simone Griffiths, and it's inside this podcast that we are going to get real, talk raw, and all the things that you can do to step more and more into being a disruptor so that you can lead your industry, create the business, the outcomes, and the success that you want on your terms. This is where we challenge you to think different, to lean away from the norm and into the truth of who you are. Showing you how to stop blending in to create the income, impact, and become in demand through disrupting your industry. If you want to do something that gives you freedom, satisfaction, and gets you paid, you're going to love this podcast. This is the Disruptor's Way podcast. I'm your host, Simone Griffiths, and it's time to disrupt. Welcome back to the Disruptor's Way podcast. It's been a minute. It's been a little minute. My little miss is now... golly, 8 months old. Look, there's been a lot going on, and I guess, you know, a lot of people are wondering where I've been, what I've been up to, and, you know, I'm sure over time I'll tell you, but today's not going to be that episode. You know what I'm saying? Today, actually, I really wanted to talk to you about personal power, and I've noticed a lot, like in a lot of the chart readings that I've been doing, so in a lot of the Disruptor by Design stuff that I've been doing lately, a lot of people have been giving away their personal power. And so I want to talk about it. I want to bring it up. You know, a lot of people will sit there and go, no, not me. And I used to be one of those people too until I actually realized. And it's like, once you realize, once those blinders or blinkers come off, it's like, holy crap, I've been leaking my personal power everywhere. You know, a little bit over there, a little bit over there. You can take this some here. You can have some over there. I don't know, you're a stranger in the back, but there you go. It's like we're handing it out to people, to places, to beings, to things that, one, just are irrelevant, and two, we don't really want to. Like, at a core level, yeah, we do it anyway because we're stuck in this place of conformity and, you know, we're really taught to give it away. Like, society, the system, sets us up from the get-go to give away our personal power. We give away it to authority figures, our parents, you know, family, friends that we see, you know, respect your elders, you know, parents, things like that. School teachers, like, we give it away so much to the point that, you know, we get to an age where, you know, I would say maybe around, I want to say 9 to 13, you know, we're drummed in, we're taught this conformity of the system to survive, to live, to have a good life, to make things easier on both our parents and ourselves when we're older. You know, we're taught all these things. And then I reckon between the age of 9 and 13, there is actually some stats on this. So I think it's around 13. But I believe through the age of 9 to 13, it's like our brain grows. And it grows in the wrong direction, though. It grows into, okay, I know how to please my parents. I know how to make life easier at school. I know how to maneuver around life now. And then what happens, it's a really sad thing that happens, is the brain itself kind of plays a trick on us and keeps us in this state of conformity where now we don't need our parents or our authority figures, our, you know, our school, our teachers, you know, anything from the system to govern us. We don't need that judge. We don't need that persecutor. We don't need that juror because we become the judge. We become the jury. We become the one that hand our own sentence over. And so then we're constantly in this cycle of beating ourselves up and giving away more power, knowing at a core level that we don't want to do that, but we still do it anyway. Because it's just this perpetual cycle that just keeps going through and through and through because we never got taught. We got taught how to be in it, but not how to come back out. And very, very few people will ever wake up to this. And look, you might be listening to this going, I don't know what she's on about. You know, that's totally cool. Look, feel free to just beep. Hang up now, right? You don't need to listen to this. But if some part of you knows that you've been giving away your personal power in any area of your life, then listen up. You know, so through doing all these charts, in the conversations with these people, their chart says one thing. You know, the design tells me one thing. And, well, the design tells me many things. And if you've had a Disruptor by Design chance to work with me as a Disruptor by Design, I should say, you would know that we go way into this, right? But a lot of things keep coming up and it's kind of contrary to what they would say about themselves. You know, because you see on one hand, from the outside, you can see clearer, right? So you see on one hand that they want to be this way, and this is their energetic blueprint. So it's like they're continually trying to do this and trying to fit in, but then the conformity kicks in. The system, the rules, the governance kicks in, and they pull back and they become what they don't want. At a core level is what I'm talking about here. Like, I'm not talking about, oh, do I want a coffee today? Do I want a coffee today? I'm talking about saying yes to the things that you want to say no to, and you know it, but then you go out there and you beat yourself up, or you come home and you're angry about it, or you're frustrated, or you get bitterness towards someone else because you said yes to something that you didn't want to do in the first place. You know, you want to cancel it, but then you're like, no, I've got to keep my word, and all this sort of stuff goes on inside our own heads. Get it? We are our own worst judge. Our own worst judge. And so, look, these people that I've been working with are amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I think everyone is, because the more that I dive into this, the more I dive into human design and what that is and what that encompasses. And then, you know, to take it further with that disruptor by design, I find everyone has such magic within them. It's like we just need to find the keys to unlock that magic, because for years it's been laying dormant. For years it's been hidden in the attic or in the basement. And, you know, you've been told that if you go down there, you might die. If you go down there, bad things are going to happen. Or if you go up to the attic, don't go up there, it's haunted. You know, we're taught all this bad stuff that about ourselves, and we're taught to judge ourselves. And then, you know, we judge others. We project that onto others. So getting your power back, you know, conformity. Let's go there. Like, conformity is something that, you know, I've spoken about conformity in a couple of groups that I'm in. Like, conformity, there's a few different things with conformity, right? Like, before we know it, conformity becomes the norm. The individual is persecuted for speaking out. It's the path of someone who speaks out is a very, at times, very lonely path, especially in the beginning. I mean, if you have a look at all the movements that have happened throughout this civilization, you know, you would have noticed that those people, you know, Einstein was persecuted for how many years before he was recognized as a genius? And, you know, look, to this day, his name still rings true. I'm pretty sure everyone on this earth knows who Einstein was. But during his lifetime, he was an outcast. He was an outsider, and the scientific realms, the mathematic realms, they all tried to discredit him. They all tried to put him back in a box because he spoke out against the norm. He chose not to conform, whereas everyone else, it makes life easier when you are in conformity. And that's why so many people don't want to wake up. That's why so many people will, you know, dismiss what people are saying, because waking up is the hardest thing that they will ever have to do in their life. And when you wake up, when you open your eyes, it's like it shatters everything around you. It's like it shatters this illusion of life itself. And then what happens? Like, it becomes a lonely path. And this is what I mean. It's only for the brave. Those people who are doing the disruptor by design, I'm not canning them. I am praising them, because it is only a path for the brave. Very few people will ever take the opportunity to wake up at this level to become a disruptor. And so, you know, all these people are walking around in this conforming state, thinking that they're unique, thinking that they're individuals, thinking that they're in control of their life. Yet really it's just a state of conformity. And the system has these mini systems, I guess you would say, where, you know, it's drummed into us. Look at education. Look at our parents. Go and get a job. Go to university. Go get a good job. You know, get security. Like, have a safe job. You know, these sort of things were drummed into us, yet, look, I don't want a safe job. I don't want security. I want to live. I want to experience. I want to create memories, and I am here for that. I'm not here for a 9-to-5, which it's never 9-to-5, let's be honest. It's more like an 8-to-5, right? For an 8-to-5 job, doing something that I don't love, something that, you know, I probably don't like half the people that I work with. I probably don't get on, or I probably conform to that workplace because it makes my job easier, but it's not something that I'm really passionate about. Inside, my soul is dying, yet I'm in a safe job. So that gives me, you know, security. Well, look, security is such a fallacy, like such a fallacy. And, you know, let's go there then. We're in this constant state of people pleasing, and through people pleasing, we are taught, and mostly from our parents, like, if I please you, you know, don't do that. or stop doing that. You know, if you stop doing that, I don't get into trouble. If I do keep going with that, then I'm going to get in trouble. Right. Okay. A child's mind goes, oh, okay, so if I stop, or, you know, to navigate through parenthood, parents are going to take the easiest option. I know I certainly do. Like, I try my best. But at some level, you know, I mean, the last episode, I'm pretty sure I spoke about this pretty blatantly. At some level, I'm probably going to screw up my kids' lives. But I'm doing the work for myself, and I'm doing the work to break the generational screw-ups so that they don't carry the same burden. They can have their own screw-ups, that's fine. But they're not carrying the monkey on the back. Like, that's my monkey to break, not theirs. So I'm shattering that so that they don't have to carry that forward. But in my parenting, I'm doing my best, right? But there are times where I will negotiate with my toddler. If you do this, I will get you that, or we can do this. You know, because it makes my life easier, and I'm aware of that. I am fully aware of the negotiations that I go through, and trust me, she negotiates back. She's a master negotiator. If anyone has ever heard her negotiate, they know that she wins 90% of the time. But we're in this state of people pleasing, and I guess through that, you know, we're kind of taught, well, if I do this, if I'm good, then I get this, which is a reward. And if I'm bad, then I get punishment. So then we're taught, okay, so now how can I navigate through life? Because I like getting rewards to people please. And so, you know, it's a very fine line. I'm trying to navigate this path as being a mom and, you know, not create people pleasing tendencies in my children. And this is coming from someone who very much was a people pleaser. You know, these are still things that are generational things that I'm shattering. And I think that, you know, if we go there, it's women in general have been fighting a battle for centuries, because there was a shift in power. And when that shift in power occurred, women were put to the bottom. And I think that that's pretty shitty. And I would have argued with you about this, and I would have argued with myself about this not that long ago, because I was stuck in this place of conformity, right? But it really is a man's world. And what I mean is, I was trying to keep up with the men. I was being powerful. I was being, you know, assertive. I was being all these things to get what I wanted. I was conforming to the system itself to get what I wanted. But in that conformity, I lost my own power. Does that make sense? Like, does that make sense where I'm going with this? You know, people are so stuck in the system, and it's only when they work with someone like me that they're able to then wake up and see how stuck and in the thick of it that they've been, and how much, you know, all these things that they've been taught perhaps aren't true. And I'm not saying they're all not true, right? But we are taught so many things about ourselves. We are taught to please people. We are taught to be a good girl or a good boy. We are taught to, you know, go and get a good job and have security. You know, we're taught all these things by society, and there's so much pressure on an individual, let alone adding kids, let alone adding anything else to the mix, to be a good person in society that society deems to be the good person. But you can be an outstanding person and have one thing, you speak out against one thing, and society all of a sudden comes down on you and you're ostracized. And it becomes a very lonely path. But once you're ostracized, it's almost like a bit of a blessing in one way, because then you start to wake up. Then you start to see what's really going on. Then you're able to see how much of that power, how much energy, how much time, how much of everything you've been giving away and wasting. So, look, that's a little bit sidetracked. This isn't exactly how I thought this would go, but hey, we're going there, right? So personal power. Like, I have these conversations with people, and they wholeheartedly believe that, and I'm not here to tell anyone that they don't, but they wholeheartedly believe that, you know, oh, I don't conform. I've never been a conformer. I've always been a non-conformer. But you see, the conformity itself, like non-conforming to not be a conformer, is conformity within itself, because you are in one way resisting the very thing that is happening around you. And so to be a real non-conformist, to be a real disruptor, it's kind of like a dance. You take the best of both worlds. Like, you pick your battles, save your energy. Like, girl, you need to save all that energy you've got. This is not going to be a one and done race. This is a lifetime of work that we're talking about. This is something that getting your personal power back is a journey, and it's not going to happen overnight. Like, this is really stepping into who you are, like who you are. The purest expression of you at an energetic level inside the disruptor by design. This is it. This is who you are, not who you've been taught to be. And this doesn't happen overnight because, I mean, chances are by the time that you find me, most of the people that have found me are, you know, my age. They're in their 30s and older. That's 30 years of conditioning at least that people have experienced in their life without even realizing it, right? And look, I feel like I had a very left of center upbringing. So I love my upbringing, right? But I feel like I was encouraged to think a little different. I was encouraged to think outside of the norm in many ways, yet I was still conforming in so many ways. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You might be sitting there listening to this or walking or, you know, running, doing whatever you're doing, listening to this and, you know, driving, whatever, and going, no, she's got it wrong. I'm not a conformist. I'm not conforming. I have my own personal power. Well, then I have a question for you. Just look at your relationships. Look at your friendships. Look at your business. Look at your job. Look at your career. Look at your vocation. Look at all the things that you're doing in your life. Are you completely energized? Do they make you extremely happy? Or do you go through waves, which waves are good, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm an emotional manifesting generator, so I get waves of emotions, don't get me wrong. Do you experience life at the fullest? Do you say yes to all the things that you want and no to the things that you don't want? Or have you found yourself saying yes to the things that you don't want and putting yourself back, putting your priorities back, you know, shifting priorities, changing who you are for other people? Have you found yourself doing some things because that's just the way it's always done? Or, you know, it's better to pick your battles. It's better to, you know, oh, that's just who they are, so I won't argue with that. Or I won't stand up for that because if I stand up and speak out, then, oh, someone's going to judge me for that. Have you found yourself in states of fear when it comes to moving forward and taking action? Like, these are things to think about, because if you're found any of these things, like if you're saying yes, simple thing, when you really want to say no, you're giving away your personal power. You know, think of it in this way. Let's talk about business, right? Business conformity. Where are we giving away our personal power in business? There's so many different ways I could take this here. But look, to give you an idea, business conformity. Think about this. How many courses have you taken and you're still in the same spot? Maybe a little bit worse financially because you're paying, you know, up to 10, 20, 30 grand of course fees, coach fees. You know, where are you showing up on social media to show up because you've been told that you have to show up every day? So you're putting very little effort. You're more about cramming in the posts to get a post out every day to be in line with the algorithm than what you are about really speaking from the heart, really connecting with yourself and speaking your truth through that. You know, where are you doing things in business or listening to people in business, even though you know that your authority, that authority center within, you get that intuitive kind of knowing, that guidance that this isn't right for you, yet you still pursue it? And I'm talking from experience here because this so used to be me. Like, I mean, I showed up on social media for years every single day because this is what people told me I had to do. And you know what? What a joke that was. I can tell you right now, I have made more money when I decided not to show up on social media every day, to take a bit of a break, to step back and be able to then come forward and speak my truth, whether that's once a week, whether that's once a month, to speak from my heart in true energetic alignment with who I am, with the message that I need to deliver in that moment, because I feel the call to be delivering that. And I know that there's the right people at the other end that are going to be receiving it. I have made more money from using that as a strategy to move forward with social media than what I have by showing up every day. You know, I've made more money through stepping back and stepping into who I am than being who I've been taught to be through all the programs, all the courses that I've been told, this is how you do it. Do it this way and you'll be able to make money. This is a guarantee for making money. You know, you just put this into action and every day you're going to make money. Well, I tell you what, I did that. I did that for years and I got so stressed, so burnt out. It was not something that I realized at the time that I was conforming to. I thought, this is great. It's eventually going to break. It's going to, you know, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. I just keep going, keep at it. I can't quit now. I've invested too much time, too much money, too much effort, too much energy into this. Eventually it's going to work. If I keep doing this every single day, it's going to get me there. Yet every single day, I might have moved an inch, but I'd take 2 steps back, baby. Like, I'd take 60 centimeters back and 1 inch forward. Because the energy that I was expelling in it, like, it wasn't me. And something inside me energetically knew that it wasn't me. Intuitively, I knew it wasn't me. But I did it because that's what I got told to do. I got told, this is how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to make money. This is how you're going to grow a business. This is how you're going to be successful in an online business. So I did it. And energetically, think of it this way. If you're in business right now and you have been struggling to make money, or you might be making money, but you're struggling to grow to that next cycle, that next evolution, that next stage of growth with your income, that might be from 5 figures to six figures to seven. You might be from 500,000 up to 1,000,000. It might be from just another 100,000. I don't know what that is for you, right? But think about it this way. Where are you operating from? Are you operating from business conformity? And the reason why I ask this is many people have excellent opinions, you know, and I've always said this, the good opinions of others, like, don't take that on board, because everyone will give you their good opinion, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's right for you. And I feel like through Disruptor by Design, it's like people get this. It is. It's an energetic blueprint of who they are. And it's like this awakening of and validation of who they are. And then it's like they can get their power back. They can step into that every single day. Every time they make a decision, they have a strategy, a guide to be able to make the right decisions for them in each moment. You know, when it comes to business, why would you, if you've been in this space of maybe taking course after course, or, you know, doing all the things and not making any real results, and I mean real results, like, I mean, if you're wanting, you know, to make $100,000 a year and you're maybe making $20,000 a year, if you want to make $1,000,000 a year and you're not even hitting $100,000 a year, but you've got a coach out there who's telling you, dream big, go for seven figures, just listen to this. Why would you energetically, you just might be repelling people, because why would you want to get paid for anything, anything other than what you are? So why would you want to get paid for something that you're not, right? Energetically, you cannot, like, I've offered this Disruptor by Design when I first started to learn. So when I first started Human Design, I offered this to, you know, some close friends, and some of them were like, no, I don't want to go into that, because they didn't know what it was, which is totally cool, right? But I was like, look, you need to just understand this. This is at work. This is your energy. Is you can't hide or deny energy, right? Everything's energy. So this is working whether you understand it or not. So you have your continuous energy, and you have the areas that you are, you know, being influenced and influenced by, you know. So these things are, this is at work. This is you energetically possibly repelling people, because why would you want to get paid for anything that you're not? And through the Disruptor by Design process, it's almost like it's okay. You know, a lot of people say it's like, you gave me permission to be me, and that changed everything. And I have never given anyone permission, right? Like, nobody needs my permission to do anything. Like, please take this with a grain of salt. You do not need anyone's permission to, you know, show up, to be, to experience, to exist. Yet we are taught by the system, and this is part of giving the power away, right? We're taught by this system. You know, look at education systems. They are so corrupt. We are taught to give away our power. We are taught that we are only as good as a mark on a bit of paper. We are taught shame and guilt if we don't conform to the standards that society, even though the teaching methods as an example might not match that individual style. You know, you might be better off running out and playing in the garden and learning through play rather than sitting in a classroom and being dictated to all the time. Like, I have such a thing with the education system. It has its place, don't get me wrong, but we could do so much better. We could do so much better for generations to come. But if in your business, right, if you aren't where you want to be, and yet you're doing all the things that all these gurus, all these, you know, bro coaches, bro marketers, like, you know, all of these boss babes and girl bosses are telling you is the way to get to where they are, you just might be out of alignment, and you might just be repelling people energetically to not get paid for something that you're not. Because if you, I mean, think about the conundrum. If you get paid for something that you're not, then what does that mean? Where does that go? I mean, that's a whole different episode, right? So business conformity, think about it. You know, we often put people up on this pedestal, and then we put people down into a pit. It's like we are taught that people are better than or less than us. There is none of that. There is just us. You know, there is them, there is us. Like, there is no higher, lower, there is no pedestal and pit. It's just somebody might be 2 steps ahead. Somebody might be 10 steps ahead. Someone might be 2 kilometers ahead. We're all on a path. We're all on our own journey. So therefore, there is none of this pedestal and pit stuff, yet we are taught this, that they are better than us, or they're not where we are. Do you know what I mean? Like, we put our coaches, we put, you know, the experts in the industry, we put these people up on a pedestal because they're better than us. And that's what we're taught. We're taught that if someone gets an A and we got a B, or if we get an A and they get an A plus, like, they're better than us. And that's not true. This is what I mean. The system itself is broken and it needs to be readjusted and needs to be realigned. And I think through more people waking up, more people going through things like the Disruptive by Design process, that they're able to wake up, and that's where the change happens. Like, you can only be the change, right? So when it comes to getting your personal power back, like, quit putting people up on a pedestal, quit putting people in a pit. You're not better than or less than anyone. You're just there. You're doing your thing. And when you do your thing, that's when the magic really happens. Like, when you really are the truest expression of who you are in an energetic alignment, like, when you are doing things that light you up, fulfilling that role, which is literally pursuing the things that give you energy, that light up that fire, that energize you, that the passion, pursuing things that make you happy. That's when you become a leader. That's when people may not tell you, but they're noticing. I tell you, they're noticing. You know, like, relationships. Think about where we give away power in relationships. You know, society, or Western society, teaches us that, you know, not that long ago, a male owned a woman. Like, what on earth is with that? And, you know, we're taught that, oh, you've got to be a good wife. Like, I'm a mom, right? And I've actually been struggling with this. Not struggling with it, but, you know, I've been working through it, right? I've been dealing with my own stuff at the same time. Like I said, I'm breaking this generational crap that I've carried through so that my girls don't have to do that. Like, they're getting a fresh slate, clean slate. They can do what they want with it. But I'm doing my job by clearing it for me and for my girls. And, you know, it's through clearing your energy. Like, it's all energy. It clears up the line and down the line too. So what I do today is really affecting 7 generations on. So hell yeah, I'm going to get into this work. Hell yeah, I'm going to get uncomfortable. Hell yeah, I'm going to have these conversations with people. Hell yeah, I'm going to stop people pleasing and start talking the truth, my truth, because someone out there needs to hear it, right? But think about it in relationships. You know, as a mom, you know, I know early on, especially with my first daughter, my husband would come home and be like, so what'd you do all day? And that used to send me bananas. Like, I swear if it was legal to call someone, no, I'm joking. I'm actually really joking about that. Anyone who's listening, I'm joking. I do love my husband. But, you know, firstly, it's not a man's place to say that. It's not anyone's place to say that when you're raising kids. But also, you know, I was going through a hell of a lot. And that comment really sent me off the deep end. Like, if we could have got divorced, or, you know, well, we can always get divorced, right? But we almost got divorced over a comment like that. I kid you not. And, you know, I know for a long time I was trying to be what society would call the perfect mum. You know, trying to create the happy Instagram photos, create that, you know, although I never really put the kids on social media, but you know what I mean? Like, the Instagram photos, or, you know, the family photos, and, you know, keep a clean house, you know, husband comes home, dinner's ready, all this sort of stuff. The good wife, the good, you know, thanks step for wives. Like, I used to love that show until I realized how much bullshit it really was. Like, so I was trying to conform to something that wasn't me. And it wasn't until I rejected that system, because I know that there's society, that in society, people judge. Yet those people themselves are stuck in this place of unhappiness, of conformity, doing the exact same thing that they wish they could be doing that I'm doing. But they still judge, because getting out of that system, out of that cycle that they're in, is far scarier than actually stepping into who they are. Do you know what I mean? Like, when people judge you, you can have a little bit of empathy, right? Because they're coming from a place that is mostly fear. And so in relationships, where are you giving away your power? Like, I used to think that, oh, that's what I had to do. So I would stop this and I would go out and do stuff. Like, at what point are you conforming because it's what you've been taught to do, or it's what you saw your mother or your father do? Like, and I'm not just talking about, you know, male or female here. Like, I'm talking about where are you giving away your personal power? And it's not just in a personal relationship. It happens in business relationships, in friendships, like all the time. This stuff happens. Think about it in life. Like, where are you bowing down to others? Coming back to that pedestal and that peer theory of they're better than me. So they, you know, or they did more. They've got this. You know, society puts so much attachment on monetary things, like materialistic things, I should say. But, I mean, look, a really good friend told me a story once. He was consulting for a guy who was making, you know, back before we had this many millionaires and billionaires, right? Like, this is when I was in late teens. So there wasn't as many around then. He was consulting for a guy who was making multi-six figures. And he was miserable. He was miserable. He looked at the consultant, and the consultant, like this guy who was consulting, and he wanted to be like him. He was like, you know, from the outside looking in, I want to make the multi-six figures. I want to have the nice house, the, you know, the trophy wife. I want to have the nice car. I want to have the boats and the planes. And I want to be able to do these sort of things that he can just go and do. Yet it's so funny because what he realized as he started consulting is, and this guy had a really good family life, you know, a wife that loved him, kids that loved him. Their house was on the same street, just not in the biggest one like this guy that he started consulting for, right? So he was still doing well, don't get me wrong. And he realized when he started consulting for this other guy, like his wife wasn't happy, his kids, he never saw his kids. Like they didn't really have any respect or any time for him. They didn't want to play or, you know, they want to spend time with him because he's always working. They got so conditioned to that. And so from the outside looking in, both of them were looking at each other going, man, I want that for my life. Isn't that funny? Isn't that like paradoxical? Like we put so much importance on materialistic things. Yet the guy that had the materialistic stuff wanted the guy down the road's life because he had the happiness. He had the family that loved him. He had the wife that would come and kiss him. You know, he had the things that he wanted. And I guess once you start to make that money, you know, you kind of realize that all those things that maybe you were chasing aren't as important as what you would have thought. But anyway, this isn't a lesson on finances or about that. It's about personal power. So where are you giving away your personal power in life? You know, I had a conversation inside my Facebook group, actually, or a live recently about driving within the lines and how there's, you know, the three types of conformity. And, you know, sometimes in life, you've just got to go outside the lines. Maybe not driving, but sometimes you need to step outside those lines. And so when it comes to getting your personal power back, let's summarize this up, hey, because I feel like I've been waffling on for a little bit and I think that my baby might need me soon. So getting your personal power back, like it really is about stepping more and more into who you are and less of who you've been taught to be, because you've been taught to be all your life. You've been told to be this or that. And, you know, if you don't conform to this, then you're that. And that's not where you want to be, right? So, you know, we conform to this, but it's not really about conforming anymore. It's about knowing who you are and stepping into that place of, I know who I am and I'm cool with it. I know that I drive with this and I don't drive with that. And the cool thing is, inside Disruptors by Design, I give you the way to navigate through life that is so unique to you. You know, you really hone in on that and that gives you everything you need to move forward. As far as navigating through life, is this good for me? Is this not good for me? Do I want to do this? Do I want to spend energy on that? These sort of things, which I think is really cool. So to get your personal power back, you can work with someone like me. You can work with people who are doing, you know, there's so many people out there right now that are doing not just in relation to like human design, but in relation to any sort of self-work. You know, people that are, I can definitely recommend a few people that I've worked with that can help a sister out, I'll tell you. Because I know one in particular, like I have worked with many masters and when I say masters, I mean, if you look at the industry of self-help and self-development and, you know, personal growth and things like that, you know, they are considered masters and experts in the field and, nobody has been able to deliver it. There's one guy and this woman, I tell you. No one has been able to deliver it this way. And I can tell you now who I was a year ago or a year and a half ago when I first started working with her is very different to who I am now. So, you know, if you want that, please jump in. Like I can definitely actually, you know what, let's get her on the podcast. Let's do an episode together, right? But you need to cut out that noise. You need to stop giving away your personal power. You need to first understand who you are and come back to that, not who you've been taught to be. And that's the thing is sometimes we get so conditioned, we believe that we're not conforming, but really we are. We're stuck in this space. So cut out the noise, cut out, you know, the news, that external influence. The noise equals fear. And the more noise that they can give you, the more fearful you'll be. And when you're in a fearful state, you'll be able to be controlled and manipulated in any which way. And what I mean by that is you can still watch the news and all the rest of it. Please do as you please. But think about it this way. Do you believe everything you read without verifying anything? Do you believe everything you hear or everything you see? Then you are very much in this state of conformity. And it's really, really wise for someone who is very much in this state of conformity to take a step back, take a pause, just turn off the news for a week, turn off social media for a week, give yourself a break. Go out where there's no phone reception and go camping or hiking or whatever. You know, just give yourself a break and give yourself that time to pause, honor yourself in that moment and just see what feels right for you when you come back. So one, cutting out the noise, like, you know, learn to love all of yourself. Learn to know all of yourself. Learn the energetic expression of who you are. You know, and then from there, you can actually apply it and be the change. Because like all things, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. But people, as they awake, they become the change and inspire others to do the same. So, you know, you need to learn your authority. And I have an Own Your Authority sessions, I guess you would call it. Like it's an email sequence that I have devised with it started off from a challenge, you know, about getting to know and own your authority. But in order to do that, you need to know who you are, right? So, I mean, if this has any of you curious about any part of this, please reach out. Let me know. You all know where you can find me. You can find me Facebook, Instagram at Simone Griffiths Official. You can find me here. You know, there are many, many, many ways to contact me. So if you're curious about it, or if you have any questions, please reach out. But really get to know, to get your personal power back, start to get to know who you are and step into that energetic expression of who you truly are. And so, but you become little bit by little bit who you're meant to be rather than who you've been taught to be.